Good morning. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today, I'm going to share a strategy with you that I've been using for over 10 years. I don't know where I first heard about it because I would love to give credit if it was someone who mentioned it to me or showed it to me as an example, but I just don't know, so I have to claim it as my own. Did you know that you can purchase a domain name and then forward that to a blog post? You can forward it anywhere you want to forward it, but you can also forward it to a blog post. So I started doing this at least a decade ago, and when I started my productivity challenges, which were 10 years ago, I decided that I would do it on one of my blogs. I have two blogs. I have ConnieReaganGreen.com and I have HugeProfitsTinyList.com. So I decided that I would choose one of those blogs. I would create a post and name it that year and the challenge. Then I would purchase the domain name and forward it to that post. So I'm going to give you an example of what I've done for my 2020 productivity challenge. And if you want to take a look at this, go to 2020productivitychallenge.com. So as of today, it's April 25th, 2020, I am on day 6 of this challenge. So every day at some point during the day, it's on my schedule to go in and to add the next day's challenge. Now, you can do this in advance. You might want to do it in the beginning. I did it 21 days. I didn't do 30-day challenges. But you might want to start with a 10 or a 15-day challenge and maybe make a list. Write it out where you create what you will challenge people to do each day for whatever your challenge might be. I started the blogging challenges way back in 2009, and boy, they really took off within a couple of years. I had so much fun with those. I was the very first person to ever do blogging challenges, and I did it right within a post. But back then, I didn't forward a domain. I didn't buy a domain and forward it. So you're at 2020productivitychallenge.com. Now, that's my ConnieReaganGreen.com site. So another way that you can see this post, which is the challenge, is to go to ConnieReaganGreen.com/2020, the numbers, 2020, hyphen productivity, hyphen challenge, and that needs to be lowercase. ConnieReaganGreen.com/2020, hyphen productivity, hyphen challenge, you will go to the same exact place. So why is it important to buy a domain and forward it to your post? Because in effect, you've created a free product, one that will earn you quite a bit of money over time, I will add, but that's what you've done. You'll send people to the name of your challenge that you're setting up, and I think a challenge is the best way. You could do this with any domain for any product, but if you do it as a challenge, people are encouraged to come back either every day or at least every second or third day, and they take a look, and they can leave a comment. They can do the challenge. They can go through it. So for this challenge, what I'm doing is helping people get started with a business. And I have day one, become an expert on something, anything. And I talk about the importance of that. I also send people to another post that I have on my site. Then I talk about choosing your topic of expertise for the 2020 Productivity Challenge. On day two, I talk about utilizing the content that you already have. All of us have already created so much valuable content. Might need to be rewritten or updated, but we still have that valuable content that you want to use over and over for years and years. Then for day three, I talk about promoting an affiliate product with a bonus on social media. And I'm recommending a couple of things here. So see, when I recommend something of my own or something of someone else's through an affiliate link, this is how these sites become so profitable. So, and another thing, I'll talk about how many words I do. I do about 300 to 350 words a day with each day of the challenge. So here's day four, why you must create your own product. Day 5, outlining your first or next product or course. And day 6 was today, this morning, I just wrote it, setting up your first or next simple product. And here's where I talk about getting hosting, and I recommend A2 hosting. I talk about domain names, and then I have them choose the name of their product, purchase the domain, acquire the hosting, and set up the site. And also, if people get hosting through me, that's my affiliate link, I'm happy to set up that first WordPress site for them. I do everything but graphics, and I can do that very quickly and very easily. So all kinds of options here for what you can do. So how do you do this? First, you need the idea for the challenge that you're going to have. Maybe you want people to stop eating sugar. You want to help them with that. You might have a 10-day no more sugar challenge or eliminate sugar from your diet challenge, something like that. It could be something for stress relief. Maybe people have come to you and they're so stressed out about a variety of things. I know with me, I left 20 years as a classroom teacher in the inner city of Los Angeles and also simultaneously working in real estate as a real estate broker and residential appraiser, and I was very stressed out. I was exhausted. I worked 6 or 7 days a week. I never was more than 2-3 months away from not having enough money to meet my monthly obligations, and I thought coming online, starting my business, replacing my income in about a year and a half, I thought I wouldn't have any more stress in my life. Well, I was mistaken. I ended up having stress anyway, so maybe you want to have a 15-day stress reduction challenge. So the point I'm making with this is that it can be health-related. It can be business-related. Maybe you're going to talk to small business owners, and you're going to say 21 days to having social media platforms that are branded to your company and a simple way to keep them updated and always ready to promote your business. So you can do anything that you have knowledge about. 10 days, 15 days, 21 days. Don't go for 21 or 30 at the beginning probably, unless you already have a good feel for this. So you have the challenge. Then purchase a domain. I use GoDaddy, but there are many other domain registrars that you can use. Go over and purchase the domain. Once you've purchased it, go in and forward that domain. So before you're able to do that, you have to go to your blog and create a post that will have the name of that challenge in the permalink. Like I gave the example here that I have ConnieReaganGreen.com/2020-productivity-challenge. That link right there, starting with the https://, that's the link, the permalink for that post that I use over at GoDaddy to forward that domain, 2020productivitychallenge.com, to. And it's very simple. It's very straightforward. If it doesn't seem that way to you, call up GoDaddy or Namecheap or whoever you've purchased your domain from and say, I need to forward a link to this domain. Please show me how to do it. And they will. They'll be happy to do that. So now that you have it, how do you let people know what you're doing every day? So for me, I was on day 2 before I released it to my list or to on social media or anywhere. I waited till I had day 2 written, and then I said, I've started the, because I always do it in the spring, the productivity challenges, and I said, I've started the 2020 productivity challenge. It also gave me an opportunity to talk about what I did last year because it was very different last year. If you go to 2019productivitychallenge.com, you'll see that I set that up as a 30-day free membership site. You still can opt in there. That information, I spent a lot of time, made a lot of effort with that, so it's still valuable. It's still relevant. It's still current and topical, and you can opt in there. But this year, I've gone back to the way that I had done it for most of these, for all of the 10 years except for last year, where I do it on a blog post. So I said that each post for each day that I'm updating, and I'm just updating the original post, so the date is still showing as April 20th for this, even though it's April 25th and day 6. So I have about 350 words per post. If you do the math, and you think about that, I'll do this every day for the next 30 days. And if you get behind, it's no big deal. Just do 2 days at once. Sometimes I do a day in advance. Right now I've been doing it daily, but life happens, and sometimes you might get behind or decide to put yourself ahead or something, and it doesn't matter because each day is not dated. But if you do the math on that, I'm going to have over 10,000 words within one post on my blog, on my ConnieReaganGreen.com blog. Usually what I have found in my experience is it's more like about 12,000 words. And what's really fabulous about this is that the search engines just absolutely will love you for putting so much content out there. And at the very end, when I'm completed with the 30 days, what I do each year is I copy-paste the content from that entire challenge, the 10 or 12,000, however many words it is, I copy-paste it into a Word document, I save it as a PDF, and then at the bottom of the challenge, within that post, I say, if you're here after the challenge is over, here's a PDF to the entire challenge. Please let me know if you have questions. Please work your way through it day by day, and, you know, let's connect. And I'll tell you, these are such money makers. This is a profitable way to add to your business. And also, you're sharing your knowledge freely with people, whether they don't know you at all, they're just connecting with you for the first time, or people that may have known you for years. And people love this. And so it's helpful, which I always like. I want to serve people. It turns into a product because I can't remember how many pages they are when I do 10 or 12,000. I would be guessing if I said how many pages, but it has to be over 20 pages. So that guide, that special report that's the PDF, becomes extremely valuable. I don't ever sell them, but sometimes I offer them as bonuses. So within each day, you want to have a link to something, a post that you've written previously, a product that you're using, and it's an affiliate link, a product or course or service of yours that you're offering, and people will feel comfortable within that period of time, even if it's only 10 days, they'll feel comfortable with you and with the topic, and they will spend money. Because part of it is reciprocation. You've been offering your knowledge at no cost to them, and they want to be helpful back to you. And if you recommend something that will be good for them and they see that value and that benefit, then they'll make a purchase. So I hope that I've got you excited about doing this. This is creating a challenge, purchasing a domain, forwarding it to a specific post on your blog, and adding to it every day, and at the end, copy-pasting it into a Word document so that you can save it as a PDF and then offer that everywhere. So I promote it to my list. That's how I start. But then I go over to social media. So on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, that's where I'm sharing the 2020productivitychallenge.com. And always use an image. Everything always gets much better engagement. It just grabs attention so much better if you add an image. So I choose an image, you know, each time for what I'm doing. And then throughout the challenge, so today I'll probably go back in now and add a third image. I added a second image right around day three, and then I'll add another image now for day six. So it just makes it more visually appealing and is of great value to people that come to you for information. So I hope this has been helpful. Please visit my sites, ConnieReaganGreen.com, HugeProfitsTinyList.com, and connect with me on social media. Twitter is the best place for the first stop, and you can find me at Twitter. I'm Connie Green. On Twitter. I couldn't be Connie Reagan Green on Twitter. It was one letter too many. So I'm Connie Green, twitter.com/Connie Green. And I appreciate you listening and subscribing to Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Please contact me anytime. I am here to serve you.